I'd like to ask our musicians to play this just very, very softly. I want to make an appeal of a special kind, not to men emotional, but the music is beautiful. My heart is compelled to do this today. I have been in the cave. I know what the cave is like. I don't think I'm alone. I think most, if not all of us, have been in that cave. And I'm wondering if there's anyone here who just wants to come and kneel at the front with me. And I want to offer a special prayer of intercession for those in a cave experience right now. If you're feeling like you just need God's extra help today, I'm not asking you to say what your problem is publicly or anything like that. You just want to come up to the front and you want special prayer. It's just a simple thing. Then I invite you to come up. Let's kneel together. And I want to intercede for you and your cave experience at this time. Please come up if you'd like that special kind of prayer this morning. Loving Father, you see those making their way here. They're not coming to a human. They're not coming to a pastor. They're coming to you, dear Lord. And I'm only praying because I love them. I'm only praying because you've promised your healing help for them. Father, we're all honest. We've all been in that cave, a cave that feels that will never release us. Its icy, dark grip seems relentless, Father. And like David prayed, we felt that our persecutors had a hold and no one cared. And even if they cared, they couldn't help. It would take a miracle. And sometimes when we're in the cave, it feels like you're not willing. If we're honest, it feels like, why don't you act quicker in our behalf when we're in this dark pit? Father, that's the way we feel sometimes. But Lord, we also have faith. We know that you recognized our humanity. You know that we struggle. You realize that we have ups and downs. But we also are here calling upon you, knowing that in truth you're the only one that can deliver. And I claim your promise for these dear people, Lord, that you said, those who come to me, I will never turn away. They're coming asking for help. Some are here, Father, because of physical ailments that is just weighing them down and not seeming to get better. And it's a gigantic weight. And they're tired. They're fatigued, Father. And life seems very gray and dark, Lord Jesus. And they want to serve you, but they just feel so weak. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know that you can do something for them. I know, like you said, you'll never turn them away. Be with them in this cave, Father. And at your right time, bring them out of that darkness into your marvelous light. But touch their bodies. Please touch their bodies and their spirit and help them trust you. And give them the measure and abundant healing that you think is best for them at this time. Others are here, Father, because for one reason or another, their spirits are weighed down. There's an oppressive gloom, Father, that they can't seem to shake. Father, I know that too. Lord Jesus, it's so dark. But Lord, you can help. You're the light of the world. And that your word says that the light has shined and the darkness has not put it out. So where anyone needs light here today, where they need that second wind of faith and courage, where they need to rise above and see there's life besides the cave. There's even life in the cave by your grace, Heavenly Father. Just like you protected David there, you can do it for them. Let them know that whether it's the mountain top, whether it's the fiery furnace, that you are there to help and secure and heal them. And Lord Jesus, others simply have temporal problems that worry and stress them. Economics are bad. Job situations are rough. Oh, Lord, how will they provide for themselves or their families? Lord Jesus, you promised to supply every need. I just finished that wonderful book, A Thousand May Fall. And Lord, the faith they had and how you supplied it was miraculous. Give them a no matter what kind of faith and show them that you still send ravens, Father. You still send ravens to caves and feed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us in every need. And those who didn't come down, but they have needs, Father, in their own lives, be with them. And spiritually, physically, and emotionally, help each of us to trust you as the God who's with us in the cave. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Please be seated and you'll be dismissed.